we came into Honolulu, into Los Angeles, we had two reasons to go in there. One was, the first one was to pick up mail. Mail for these Far East boys, mostly magazine mail, that type of thing, package mail, that had no quick reason from destination type of thing. So, and we also needed some engine room work, so the shipyard people came down and did some work. And now this is a very strange story. We were in port for maybe 3 days, and on the day that we were going to sail, we were told we're going to have two passengers to go to the Far East. And a Navy car drove up, and it was the U.S. Navy this time, and two young fellows with their duffel bags got out, but in civilian clothes. They got out and came up, and I happened to be on the gangway watch, so I met them, and they told me that they were assigned to the ship. They gave me their names or whatever. And I've forgotten just how this came up, but I said, I think I asked them where they were going, and they said Honolulu. Yeah, they said Honolulu. I said, we're not going to Honolulu. And they said, well, we are. Well, I said, we'll let the captain decide that. But I'm a little puzzled by this. This ship's going to Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Manila. So they're passengers, so we put them in passengers' quarters, and they we went across the ocean. But after we left California, we did head for Hawaii. The captain had special orders to go to Honolulu. When we got to Honolulu, now this is just weeks before Pearl Harbor attack, when we got there, we came up to the entrance of Honolulu Harbor, and there was a pilot boat there to take us in, and on the pilot boat, there was a Navy officer as well as the pilot, and they came up to the wheelhouse, and I was there with the captain. And they asked the captain what berth he was going to. And he said, I have no instructions as to berths. He said, I'm here on Navy orders. And he turned to the Navy officer, and now you tell me you don't know why I'm here. So, buzz, buzz, buzz. So we didn't go into Honolulu. They let us go up the coast a little bit and anchor. And then every day for about a week, the captain went ashore and came back. And pretty soon another ship came up and anchored with us, and another ship came over, and pretty soon there were one, two, three. There were three ships, four ships, yeah, anchored. And then on this day, it was about 17th of November. See, now this is getting close to Pearl Harbor Day. The captain came back from his morning trip and said we're sailing at 1 o'clock. So we get everything organized and got the cargo booms and all everything set. And then we noticed coming out of Pearl Harbor was a big Navy ship, a warship, a cruiser. And it turns out now these two young fellows who had been passengers, they're enlisted Navy men. One's a radio operator, one's a signalman. All of these ships were given the same at some point in history. They picked up back in the West Coast. All these ships were given radio operators. So we're really positive. Now the cruiser tells us we've got to get into a formation. One, two, three, four, five ships with the cruiser. And we headed out to the Far East. But not the way you generally go, but we went down past the Japanese mandated islands. I don't know why we did that. I don't know. On Thanksgiving Day, which is the 25th or the 26th, that night I was on watch on the bridge in darkness. The cruiser was over there, and suddenly he dropped back and changed course and went off in that direction. So I called the captain, and we watched for a bit, and there were some searchlights flashing over there. And I never saw the cruiser the rest of the watch. That was about 8:30, and I was on watch until midnight. I never saw the cruiser. Just the five of us kept going. And in the morning, when I got up, I looked out. No, The cruiser was back with us, but nobody knew what happened. That afternoon, around 3:30, over the horizon comes a Jap cruiser, and the American cruiser went over and chased it, and they turned away. We got to Manila on the 4th of December, and the war started on the 8th. See, we were now in East Longitude time, and if you've been watching TV in the last day or two, the reports coming up out of Australia concerning that Malaysian plane, they were a day ahead of us. You probably noticed that. Said, well, last night they said, it's Saturday morning.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so we were the other side. So it was the 8th of December for us. And on the 10th of September, the whole area around us got bombed. We were at a dock, so they kept away from the docks, but they bombed the ships that were at anchor and all that. And then that afternoon, the Navy told us, the 10th. That afternoon, the Navy told us to run. No protection, nothing, run. So we ran for Australia and got there. Now, after the war, I told this story to a reporter for the New York Times. And they were having a big hearing in Washington on the Pearl Harbor attack. You know what? The Navy never convoyed us. They denied it. They denied. And you can't find a history of the United States Navy that has an item on that. They tell about tugs and ships, but that convoy is never mentioned. What were they doing to us? I think that they sent us out as guinea pigs, or as we say, a pigeon for the hawks. But the Japs didn't take the bait. They were after the bigger bait. So they came up and found out who we were, and then they let us go on two occasions.
So you went off to Australia?
Yep, went down to Australia, stayed there for about a month. We had a lot of cargo still on board that was supposed to go to Shanghai and Hong Kong. So we dropped all of that in Australia and eventually took some army cargo for the Australian army over to a place called New Caledonia. And then we loaded nickel ore, I think it was, about 5,000 tons of ore down on the bottom of the ship and came back and filled the ship up with wool and lamb and all that sort of thing. And then we headed out, we ran way down into the South Pacific and way over towards South America and then up to Panama. And we get to Boston on about the 6th or 7th of March in 1942 with really the first story of the war in the Far East that had come back, people who saw the war firsthand out there. We were one of the first ships back. We were in New York, everybody wanted to talk to us because we had seen the Jap bombers and all of that. And we were quite the center of attention. So now we